Hey, welcome back to the Auto Podcast series. It's Dave again with you. We're back to our podcast owner's manual mini-series. Remember that? Yeah. So we had a few episodes already that we've talked about. And you know your owner's manual. It's a thing in the glove compartment of your car. You open it up and there's the instructions on how to change the radio station. Or somebody listen to the radio still? Not when you have podcasts. Anyways, in that owner's manual gives you all the details, like where to find the spare tire, which is always fun. And all that great information's all there for you in that book, in that glove compartment. It's kind of in the way of, you know, the straws and the packages of salt and sugar and napkins. Yep, lots of napkins. Dig it out. That's your owner's manual. And I wanted to create an owner's manual for your podcast in bite-sized segments so that we could come back and update these as life changes. Because, you know, one thing that's constant in life is change, and we want to keep these up to date for you as well. So we've looked back at some of our previous episodes of our podcast owner's manual. We talked about nailing down our topic. We talked about naming your podcast. We've talked about the format of your podcast. And we talked about audio versus video podcasting, or both. And today, we're going to talk about creating a space to record your podcast. Some tips and things to put into place as you're setting up your space, where you're going to do your recording. And I really wanted to share this with you and give you some practical tips, things to consider as you set up your space to record episode number one here on the How to Podcast series. You ready? Let's get that owner's manual out and take a look and see what it says about where we should record our podcast right here on the How to Podcast series. So having a place to record your podcast is very important, and you need to put some thought into this. Now, I lucked out. My children are all adults and have moved out of the house. I work night shift and my wife works days. So that's kind of sad. But during the daytime, with the exception of two dogs and a doorbell, I have really a quiet house. And so I am set up, if you can imagine this, I'm set up in my basement. And I'm below, I can look up and out of my window and see the neighbor next to me. And he cuts his grass every Monday at 9 a.m. Keep that in mind. But I'm in the basement. I have carpeted floors. I'm surrounded by couches, blankets, cushions, a lot of soft surfaces. Not a lot of hard surfaces. So if I clap my hands, there's not a lot of echo in my space. It's kind of a dead space. So there's some of the things to think about as you create your space. You want to get away from your bathroom, for example. If you were to go into your bathroom and shut the door and then clap your hands. Now, a lot of people are going to think you're strange for going into the bathroom and clapping your hands. Like, what the heck is going on? But it's a good example of hard surfaces and that echoey sound, okay? The sound bounces all over the place. It's why you sound so good when you sing in the shower, by the way. But that's kind of an example of what you don't want. You don't want that sound to bounce around. You want that sound to be deadened by what you have around you to kind of help you as a podcaster. So I have five things to consider as we talk about setting up your space for recording. And let's jump into it right away, okay? Here we go. Number one, find a quiet location. So it's really important to find a space that is quiet as possible to minimize background noise and in your recordings. This could be dedicated recording studio or a quiet room in your home, a closet with your clothes hanging up in the closet. It seems really weird to go in the closet and shut the door with your microphone and record your podcast there. But if that's your quietest space in your place, awesome. If you live downtown and there's fire trucks and police cars and cars honking and people yelling, that's going to be difficult to find a quiet spot. If you have small children that like to use the heels of their feet to run across the floor above you as you sit below in the basement, that's going to be hard to edit. So you need to pick a time and pick a quiet location to record your show. Put some thought into this. And the more you can create a quieter place, the easier it will be for editing. Do the work up front, and it'll save you a lot of time. And if you're hiring somebody, a lot of money in editing. So try that right away, okay? Find a quiet space in your house and try it out. See how it sounds. So number two, invest in good equipment. Okay, so episode one of your podcast, and in those first few episodes, you can record with what you have. So if you have a phone, you can record with your phone and get pretty good quality sound. Our phones are getting better and better all the time. So if that's the best that you have and equipment is keeping you from starting your show, start your show with your phone. You have my permission. What I challenge you to think about, though, is how you can invest in better equipment to make your podcast sound great. I play guitar, and I can go to my local pawn shop or thrift store and pick up a $25 guitar, but it's going to sound like a $25 guitar because that's what it is. I have 9 guitars, and my wife will shake her head as I say this. I have 9 guitars, and none of them are $25 each. I can tell you that for sure. And if my wife tried to sell them for $25, I would be quite upset. But the quality that I buy when I look at an instrument translates into the sounds that I'm looking for, and the quality, the durability, and helps me as a performer. When I jump on stage, I know I have good gear that I can trust. It's going to work every time. The key here, though, is remember you don't have to break the bank. And don't go buy a bunch of gear before you hit record, before you start your podcast. You don't need to spend thousands of dollars, and the gurus will send you to their clickable link where they earn a profit, a little piece of the pie. When you buy through their link, they're going to send you and get you to buy stuff that you may or may not need. Let's be honest. You don't know what you need until you need it. Okay? So be very careful on somebody trying to sell you some big package, thousands and thousands of dollars of equipment you don't even know how to use. Okay? But you do need to invest in some good equipment. I would suggest that if you're going to record into your computer, is what I'm doing right now. I have a PC, and I have a USB mic on a mic stand that because I'm a musician, I have microphone stands all over my house. And I have my mic on my mic stand, and that's it. It's a $15 mic stand, approximately less than $60, $65 microphone, plugged directly into my computer, and I'm recording into Audacity. Audacity is free. That's what you're hearing right now. And if this sounds okay to you, this is what you can start with. Okay? You can do this. You can record on your laptop. But I would suggest a USB mic is the most simplest way to get your voice out of your head and into your computer. Okay? Plug it in. It's all done. Real simple. You don't have to spend a lot of money. Okay? And if you need help, reach out. I'll show you what I use. And if it works for you, great. Okay? So invest in good equipment. I would also suggest headphones that are not Bluetooth, but wired headphones. You know, the old school ones with that wire that plugs into your computer. It's a good idea to have headphones so you can hear yourself and hear your guests. Okay? So a microphone and some headphones. Number three is called a pop filter. So if you can imagine a pair of nylons stretched over a round circle in between your words that come out of your mouth and your microphone, it's called a pop filter because it basically spreads out any P's or B's so that they don't, the force of those words coming from your mouth don't go directly into the microphone. It kind of diffuses it, breaks it up, and a protection layer between your voice and your mic. It's really nice to have a pop filter, and you can avoid all those loud P's and bees, which really can hurt your audience's ears if you don't have this under control. Okay, so a pop filter is a device, attaches to your microphone stand, and helps to reduce the popping sounds. Okay, so that's something you definitely should have. And again, they're not very expensive. You can find them on Amazon. Number four is to consider your acoustics. The acoustics of your recording space can have a big impact on the sound quality of your podcast. Try to find a space with good natural acoustics, or consider adding soundproofing materials to the recording space to reduce echo and unwanted sounds. Okay? It goes hand in hand with a quiet location, some good acoustics as well. Number five, lastly, set up a comfortable workspace. You're going to be sitting behind the mic or standing behind the mic for some time as you record a 30, 45-minute episode. You're going to be here using this space. So find a comfortable chair, find a standing desk if that's what you prefer. Set it up so you're comfortable. Choose a space where you and your co-hosts, if you do this in person, or guests, will be comfortable sitting or standing for extended periods of time. And make sure you have comfortable chairs and a side table and all the things you need with you when you record your podcast. So overall, it's important to create a space that is quiet, well-equipped, and comfortable to help you produce the best possible podcast. If you need any tips, any suggestions on how to set up your space, howtopodcast.ca is our website. You can reach me there anytime. I would love to jump on a Zoom call with you, answer some questions, work with you if you need some help, and let's work on this together. I would really love to be able to do that with you and spend some time helping you get to the where you want to get your first episode recorded. And again, if you need any help with tech, I would love to help you with that as well. Let's make it easy, not difficult, to start your podcast. The one thing I would say to everyone starting your show is don't let technology and don't let finances keep you from sharing your message. Somebody needs to hear your voice today, and your podcast can change the world. So let's do this, and let's not let any excuses or any roadblocks stop you or hinder you from sharing your podcast with the world. Let's get out there and podcast and do this one podcast at a time and help as many people as possible. Thanks for listening to the How to Podcast series and for checking out this episode, and we'll talk soon on the next one.